How are you?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm okay, thanks.
Is it a big day for you?
Big day for me, yes. Did you see?
I did see your article in Boca Mag is finally out.
Finally. We did that, what, 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
It's great, though. The picture looks fantastic. The article is fantastic.
Thank you. They sent the journalist I met at a coffee shop that was like so like journalistic. Like we met at a coffee shop for the interview. Like the
way
in New York City or something or LA. And then they sent a photographer out to do a photo shoot, and I did it at the studio where we rehearsed because they wanted like a console behind me of the mixing board.
Yeah, cool.
So I didn't know for all this time what the picture was going to look like because he took a bunch of pictures and I didn't get to see one. So I didn't know anything.
They did a great job. Great job picking.
So the crazy thing is, Denise, is the timing just happened to be. So the magazine comes out this week. We have a sold out show on Saturday, which I've never had before.
That's great.
And I'm like, this week, I'm like the rock star. And the next week, I'm just going back to being a regular person again.
But you get to meet Sandra Valls tonight.
Yes, and that too. I mean, wow.
It's a big week. It's a big week.
It's a big week. And you, I get to spend some time with you.
Exactly. See, I am, I'm drinking, I showed this off to Tyler. I think you might have missed it, but the Jägermeister cold brew.
Yes. Is cool.
Yeah. It's like a black coffee with a hint of Jaeger to it. So.
Wow. That's I did a little mixology myself.
No.
I have the coffee espresso flavored vodka with Coke.
Okay. That I can handle. Cause I actually thought about putting a dash of Coke in here too. But I didn't.
Yeah.
But I will.
And the bullet glass.
Yes, because you are a rock star this week. Embrace.
Riding the wave.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Well, let's continue with your wave and let Sandra Valls in.
Yes.
This is exciting. And there she is.
Hi. Ladies.
Oh, my God.
How nice to meet you.
Good.
Nice to meet you too. What Denise, how long has it been?
I can't even put a number on it, but I'm going to go with 12.
Too long.
12 years?
Too long.
Yeah, way too long. Wow. Way too long. I think my most vivid memory is the cruise through the hurricane.
Oh my God.
We cruised through a hurricane. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good times. Good times.
I still run into people when I do shows that they're like, the hurricane, like we're bonding. Horrible thing.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, oh yeah, we threw up together. Yeah.
We threw up together. We had nausea together. It was awesome.
When was that cruise? I always wanted to go on one of those.
2008, I think, or 2009, maybe.
I have no clue. You can still come on Olivia. Olivia's not doing cruises, right? I mean, I guess they are. I don't know. Because of the pandemic.
Not yet.
I'm actually in a resort at Tulum. Are you ever going to come to an Olivia? Or like
I would love to. Yeah.
Love to.
I mean, talk to Tisha and maybe you could talk about maybe doing a podcast or a business thing from there.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We could play.
It would be like a performing, also doing a podcast from there. I know they're very open to expanding their audience, and they're very open to like collaborating with other people, like especially podcasts and stuff. Yeah. I would reach out to Tisha and Terry Lynn Delk.
Excellent.
You're still overseas, right?
I am still in London right now. Yeah, there's no getting out right now. It's a hard clamp, you know. We're doing phased reopening, so.
Well, I'm in Texas since the pandemic. I didn't plan on being here.
How did you get there?
I was doing a show. I got cast in a show called Roe, as in Roe v. Wade, and going to be paying me great. It's going to be great. I was going to be here for a couple of months. I'm from Texas. My sister lives here. Yeah. And 3 days into the production, it was the pandemic.
Oh, my God.
And I've been here ever since March of last
year. Man.
Oh, but you kind of turned that frown upside down for a lot of people because you started doing the karaoke nights.
The playroom karaoke. Yes. We because I'm literally in the playroom. Like,
that's awesome.
My green screen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That's a snake.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a science teacher.
Oh,
so
all right, that makes sense.
We're here in the playroom, and we were like, you know what, let's play all these old records. Let's just play these records you have. So it started out like record playing, like you all tell us what number we picked the album and then what number, and then we played the song from all these old stupid records. And then we were like, let's whip out the karaoke machine. And so we did. And then it was like, wait, we can get karaoke on YouTube. So my brother
right,
was
right.
all like, let's hook it all up. So our screen is in front of us, our TV, we read the lyrics, and then we have this camera, and then we have these lights, and I mean, we just decided, let's just do it.
That's how
great ideas are born.
Yeah, it was absolutely, it's so successful.
We wear these hats.
What do we have here? Oh, yeah.
We wear these hats.
Yep.
I found them at a thrift store, not this. I love thrifting. So I found it at a thrift store and I'm like, let's just wear dumb hats and sing songs. And it became a thing with this is how we do
it. It is so fun and so funny. And it, you know, the best part about it is that you got people so engaged, you know, and that's what we needed at that time. It was so
people
just landed so perfectly.
And we decided, we're like, you know what? We have so much stuff that we've collected that we were like, oh, let's do, like, you know, if you contribute a couple of dollars, we'll put your name in a hat and then whoever wins it, you know? And so it was, I didn't really want to ask for tips. I just didn't feel. But I was like, let's get rid of all this stuff that we have.
It was
and
like
people love getting packages in the mail. They loved it. And we also like had a toy of the week and the game of the week. And
I'm looking at a
Charlie's Angels country camper right now, my country camper. I'm looking at all these toys that we were like, toy of the week. And we would show the toys of the week and people would look forward to it. And, you know,
it was
so much fun.
You and your sister, like I didn't know even that you had a sister. And like, here you are entertaining the masses. And I feel like I'm sure she was a part of it, but I feel like you may have roped her in a little bit.
A little bit. She's like, I'm not a singer. Cause I was like, stay in your lane. Let's practice the songs. And then
I do that.
I sing it.
I did that with my sister growing up, Sandra. I did that. And she, the last thing she wanted, and we talk about it now, because the last thing she wanted to do was sing and dance in front of people. And as a little kid, she's 2 years younger than I am.
I would force her to do this.
So we used to do this routine, Lickety and Splits. It was like a commercial back in the day for a cookie or something. It was like an Oreo cookie. And we had the hats, the top hats and the cane. And the other day, just so we talk about that once in a while. And the other day I was at her house and she was cleaning the dishes and she goes, yeah, well, splits quits. I'm doing dishes now. I'm not going to be singing and dancing with you because I have a show on Saturday. And she goes, don't expect splits to be in the show.
But my sister really liked it. My sister really, really liked it after a while. But she would say things like, this is supposed to be fun. And I'm like, I'm having fun rehearsing. She's like, well, I'm not. I know, because I'm like, let's rehearse. She's like, no, it's supposed to be like off the cuff and fun. Yeah, I said, but our harmonies are supposed to be important here too.
But you do sing. Like you,
yeah.
That was one of the memorable things on the Hurricane Cruise was that you, belted out some music, and I don't know if it was just me, but I feel like I wasn't ready for that. Like, I did not know that was coming. I was blown away by it. Your voice is incredible.
Thank you.
So I was just like, how multi-talented can you be? Like, seriously.
Well, I was a singer first. Like, I was in bands in high school. I was like a sophomore, and I had my first band called Bad Habit because I went to Catholic school.
It was
1980 something when MTV first came out, and I sang all the Stevie songs. I was into Quarter Flash. We had three front singers, three girls and three boys, and my friend sang Pat Benatar. We sang Heart. We sang a Scandal. You know, all
this. Me with Quarter Flash, man. Harden My Heart.
Harden My Heart, Find Another Fool.
Oh.
We sang Pretenders. I mean, it was like living the dream when you're a teenager and you're singing all these cover songs. I sang for my own prom. And we just, when other people
were
doing their own thing, we were like rehearsing in my carport. And so that was that. And then I kept moving to doing other bands. I had a 8-piece horn band in Boston. I majored in musical theater. Yeah, it was really cool. And then comedy kind of landed on my lap in the 90s, late 90s. And then it was just easier. Like, I enjoy it too. It's apples and oranges. You can't pick a favorite. But so I combine them. I'm like, why am I not combining?
It's like a wow factor in the middle of all that laughing. It's fantastic. It's like,
you don't expect.
I love it.
Yeah, but now every time I scroll through Facebook, I see like all new cool things. What were you just doing with Sharon Glass? You had her for the
she was hosting the Latina Christmas special. This is a comedy, a play that me and two other of my very good friends, we wrote. And so we couldn't do it last year in 2019, 2 years ago, we debuted off Broadway. And so in 2020, we were all set to go. And of course the pandemic. So Sharon, we invited her to be like the moderator host to kind of a live kind of Q&A thing with us. Mm-hmm, and so that was a Latina Christmas special. And so, you know, asked all these fans had all these burning questions that we would always get emailed, and so we were like, why don't we just do a show and answer them on Christmas, kind of keep also connected to our fans and friends, and it was a lot of fun.
That's a good way.
And Sharon's a big fan. She came to our show in New York, and prior to that, she really loved it. I was like, wow, cool, Sharon Glass. Yeah.
She's the blast. An absolute blast. I had the pleasure of working for her for a while. When I first moved here in London, she was doing a show that started out in a little theater, and they were trying to get to the West End. Her personal assistant had an emergency and had to go back to the States. Mm-hmm. So I know Debbie Mosk. I'm sure you know Deb Mosk. Mm-hmm. So she asked me if I would help out while she was mm-hmm. gone, and I did. And I just had the time of my, I mean, it was work, but it was the time of my life, you know.
She's amazing. She's such a great human being too.
Yeah, she's got such a great sense of humor, and she's got the best stories. And
stories, I know. Yeah. She's coming out with a book.
Yes, December.
Yes, we can pre-order it too. You should have her on your show.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to get with Deb. I've got to get with Deb and see if we can set that up. And then she's also got another really good friend over here. His name is Daniel Thurman, and he writes for BBC. You know, they still do radio theater over here, believe it or not. So you
really? Follow
BBC Radio 4 or something like that. And they have this long running soap opera called The Archers. And Daniel writes for that. And I think he started off friends with Deb, and then she just adored him. And so he met his husband in San Francisco, and now his husband lives over here with him. But like, Sharon is so tight with them. So, you know, when I can't wait for her to come back here, but when she's here, you know, like I'll drop her an email or be like, we need to get together. Like, it's just, we have to.
Oh yeah, no, she's
that's what I'm gonna make my trip to England for sure.
Where are you, JD? Where are you?
I'm in South Florida.
All over the planet.
We are the most socially distanced podcast.
Yeah, it's doesn't get further than this. I don't know. You might have set a record.
What blows my mind, Denise, is that you haven't changed your accent like Madonna did.
No, I don't. You know, the funny thing is I've been here 10 years now, and I still have this horrible, horrible habit of saying the last word of a British person's sentence.
How? Like, you mean?
Really?
Last word?
I honestly, you know, like if you're talking to somebody or and they like, oh, what's your handle? I'm going to follow you on Twitter. And I go, Twitter. Like it just comes out, you know, and I'm like, oh God, geez.
Why do you do that?
It's ridiculous. It just happens. I can't even control it. Or we'll be watching like a TV show and I'll just burst out with the last word somebody just said. My wife.
We're all anal probe. What?
Yeah, it's usually because there's so many different dialects, you know, and you're trying to understand all of them. So not that, you know, over here, it's pretty standard in my little area, but, you know, when you're watching TV, it could be somebody from Manchester, it could be somebody from Birmingham, it could be, and they're all different.
I went to London in 2000, I want to say 2006, anyway. I just thought I'd be proactive and you know, email someone. I'm going to be there. Can I do 5 minutes in your little comedy club? I don't know if you know this guy named Simon Happily.
No.
He did some underground comedy thing, whatever. So I found him. I think it was MySpace even. And I was like, can I just do a few minutes? I'm really funny, right? And so like an idiot, I didn't realize about jet lag. I'm like, I didn't realize that I'm going to land and be completely jet lag. So I land, I take a quick nap. I'm just all, and then look, I smoke cigarettes here and there, but it was insane. I wasn't prepared for the smoke. I wasn't. I mean, I'm not one of those like, oh, cigarettes. I'm fine. Smoke is fine. No. And I wasn't prepared on top of jet lag. So I find the club and I go, we go underground, you know, like a kind of a basement, and it's got no windows, and the smoke is kind of getting to me, and I'm a little bit tired, but I'm not understanding the comics, even though it's English, of course.
Yeah. But I'm like,
especially the Scottish comics.
Oh, I was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's laughing, and then I would get it like a second later. Okay, cut to, I'm next. Okay. So the opposite happens where no one's understanding my freaking accent, which completely about even my Mexican accent. If I'm like tired or drunk or horny, this comes out like it, especially when I was so tired. And so I would make a joke, and I mean, the audience, I would see them like,
yeah.
That's what I would see. Like they're trying to hear me. And I mean, I speak fast to begin with, but so I'm slowing it down and I'm like, you know, whatever. And they were like, and kind of chuckles. I'm like, okay, not only am I like getting sick of the smoke, I'm jet lagged. Now I'm like, no, I'm bombing. Like, oh my God, are you understanding?
Welcome to London.
But I was like, I don't understand the Scottish comic.
Yeah, that's brutal. We have a Scottish singer coming on next week, I think. And, you know, I've spent time with her. You know, I've hosted a lot of music festivals and stuff, so I know I've spent time with her, but I have a super hard time understanding her. I'm so worried about JD. Like, both of us are just going to be like
well, I understand Sarah Millican, which I started listening to. She's
Newcastle. Yeah, now. I'm proud of you. And I'm proud.
Is it worse than that?
Yes, way worse. Yeah.
We went to Spain, and of course, I speak fluent Spanish. It's my first language. And we didn't understand them. I mean, they're speaking so fast.
Yeah.
That I was like, okay, the whole trip was amazing, but what?
Yeah.
I didn't even dare do comedy in Spain. No. I mean, Spanish comedy.
Some things just get lost in translation. You know, it's really, It's interesting though, there's a lot of American comics that have made it over here. Like Rob Delaney is doing fantastic over here. And he, you know, he's had television shows and he's working with Sharon Horgan. He's doing, I don't even remember the name of his, Catastrophe is so good. And they did like three seasons of it. And, but then I went to see him as a, do a stand-up comedy and I was jet lagged and I hated it. Like, I just thought his comedy's not really translating over here. Like, I'm American, I get it.
But they liked him.
They liked him.
I mean, I had at that point, and even now I still do, I had a lot of like, sorry, it's a hot flash. It's, I'm at that age.
I hear you.
I had a comment. I mean, it was like, you know, being Mexican and, you know, not looking Mexican because I'm so pale, right? So, but they were like, what? Okay, I'm sorry. My brother-in-law decides to play with the dogs when I have a podcast.
That's all right. My cat's on top of the cabinets.
He just decides.
Herself like right in front of me. So
now is the time to fuck with the dogs.
We've gone to see Fortune Feimster
here. Hilarious. In
London. Yeah, and you know, had a great time. Like she was fantastic, and Jeff Garland. So
I know him.
Yeah, they do, you know, they do well, but I feel like I'm guessing they tweak their material just a
little bit. I think you would have to. There are things that even like my LGBTQIA plus comedy, like to a younger generation. Like the whole Butch Femme funny thing in our age group is like Butch Femme, and I'm like, I'm not really that Butch, you know. I am, but I'm not. Like my girlfriend pitched the tent, and I'm like, let me look like I'm helping you, for God's sake. I'm helping. She's like, you're ruining everything. I'm like, let me look like I'm helping. Hi guys, what's up, dudes? When I perform to a younger generation, they're like, well, what do you mean? You can be and do whatever you want, which is amazing. Right. Like, why do you have to be in this Butch role? And I'm like, you're right. I've always said that, but the comedy is because we were so, people in our age group sometimes.
Yeah,
so
we get it. And they question it.
We were very much like, you know, and the younger kids are like, and if you wear makeup and a dress and you're Butch, who cares? And I'm like, that's what I've always said.
I know.
That's what I've always said. However, in the comedy, I'm like, okay, no one's laughing because to them it's a normal thing. And again, it should be.
But the point
is that our generation does not look at it like it's a.
I think we're a product of our time. Yeah, definitely.
I understand how you would tweak the material a little bit. Yeah, there are certain things that are just, you know, funny in that
it's
community.
It's true. I mean, we saw Cameron. What's her last name? Cameron.
Esposito.
Yes. Over here. And I would say it was kind of like a semi-bomb, you know? Mm. And again, there was so much religion tied into her act. Mm. And it's just not a big deal over here. And I think that's what it was. People were struggling with that a little bit. So that it's hard. It's hard to sit in you know, it's hard when you see it happen.
Again, like, oh, I can't. I don't look Mexican here, and because I don't like in you know, a couple years ago I had an audition where I had to be a Butch Latina, and I'm like, I'm not gonna get it. My hair and look at my skin. When they want a Butch Latina, they want a stereotype Butch Latina, which means brown skin, maybe short hair, Butch Latina.
Yeah.
You know, if I was to say that, let's say in London, right? I would assume that people. I assume that people in London and not America know that Mexican is all shades and colors. Is that the truth? Or is there?
I don't know that they would get that because that's not what they see on American television. They see a standard look. And then that's what they think. Like, I remember when I was getting my, my card to be, I forget what it's called, like a temporary resident, you know? And it was all this legal stuff, but I was sitting in a room with all these different people from all over. And there was a guy there that was, he was from like one of the like Latvia or Slovenka or something like that. And we were chatting a little bit with his broken English, and he asked me where I was from in America. And I said, Florida. And he said, oh, Miami. And he went on and on and on about CSI Miami. Something so glossy, you know, like glossy.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, honey, no, it's not
like that.
No. So they really do get their culture from American television shows, you know? So if that's they funny. See something, they just believe it, that that's the way it is, the way they saw it on television.
Also, if I said I'm Mexican, they're like, oh, narcos or something.
More like that. Yeah, weeds, because we're a little behind the times. So yeah.
Did you get the part?
No, of course not.
But look at you just like going out there on auditions. Like you and Dana Goldberg, every time I turn around, there's new horizons. It's fantastic.
I just did an Olivia at Home with Dana Goldberg. Olivia has these shows, Behind the Curtain or Olivia at Home.
Oh.
They've kept us working, which is great. And Dana, of course, she's hosting the show called Behind the Curtain, which was like a podcast, like a Zoom thing. And we talked about what I was doing in the pandemic. We're actually going to be entertaining together in Tulum this year. We're going back to Tulum. I cannot wait to have
with
a bunch of my friends, B, perform again. C,
where Tulum. Is Tulum? Where is
Mexico?
Tulum?
Mexico. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Cool.
That's great. Yeah. We had a blast with her in Key West a couple of times hosting that.
Girl, Key Women's West. Night. I had such a great time at Key West when I performed there too. I haven't performed there in a while, but Key West Pride or Key, it was a Key West Women's Week or
Women's
something
Week.
Like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing fun.
So good.
That was a great time.
Yeah, I have great memories of that.
They're doing Women's Week this year, Women's Fest and Key West Pride, as far as I know.
I want to do it.
I submitted to do it, but I'm waiting to hear back. It's like
that would be fantastic.
I don't have a name, a real, really good contact name. The person I called said, Fritzy, you know, Fritzy, somebody, but
no.
Because like they book, like even like now the Wilton Manor Stonewall, they used to be like you went through Pride to play on the stage.
Yes.
Now you have to go through the bars, and each bar on Wilton Drive books their own entertainment, and they each have a stage in front of the bar. So it's a lot harder to submit, because you have to like figure out which bars are having stages. It doesn't say it on the website. So
Wow.
I have to take a trip over there, down there, and see what's happening.
Just knock on some doors, like the old school way.
I have to do the old school. Yeah, the old school way with my guitar. And but I want to do Women's Fest so badly. I think I'd said in one of our podcasts, I never submitted in time for that. So this time,
Jen Corday usually plays for Women Fest, and I just noticed that Suzanne Westenhofer is in her video.
Corday, I just had a show. I didn't have a show with her, but I was part of Jenny McNulty. You know, Jenny McNulty has her pandemic password, and. Which is great. She has all these interview shows. And also Andrea Meyerson, I think it was Andrea Meyerson that had something. Anyway, Corday was there. But my last memory of Corday in person was in Key West. And this was probably 2015, where I got all brave and I wanted to snorkel. I'm not an outdoor dyke at all.
I had already
snorkeled in the Bahamas. And I'm like, I'm in Key West during Women's Week, I believe. And I'm going to go snorkel for Fury. It's called Fury.
Fury. Yeah.
You know, so I go and Corday is there. And we got like buddied together to go snorkeling. And I almost drowned. Like she went off with her girlfriend, and I was, the tide was so crazy. I don't know about freaking tides and stuff.
Yeah.
That I'm like snorkeling, and I would look up and like the ship was way over there. I was like, okay. And the coral reef that we were supposed to look at kept moving. And so I kept, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to make it. I'm going to go back to the ship. So I would go to the ship, and I would, again, then it would end up over there. I'm like, where the hell am I going? And then I mean, then I couldn't breathe, and then I finally got out, and then everyone got stung by jellyfish. Everyone
Oh,
except
God.
me, because I got out early. It was crazy.
Oh,
Yeah, that wouldn't be
man.
for me. That
Yeah.
wouldn't be my part of the tr experience.
Nah, I
I
think
try
like
to
I
I try
didn't
to be
do
outdoors.
anything outdoor like in Key
Me
West,
either.
like because you have to like we were hosting at pool parties, so you were outside all day in like a big sweaty mess by the time it was over with. And so we would go back to the room, crank the air conditioners on high, and sit around in our bra and underwear.
It was
And not
so
leave.
hot. It
Yeah.
was, it was. I mean, and Key West to me is haunted. Like, it's haunted. I feel it's haunted.
Really?
Oh
Really?
yes, I feel
Like in a New
spirits.
Orleans kind of way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I feel you. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
like
I
it's
bet they have
very.
ghost tours. They probably do
Yeah,
have
but I
ghost
don't. They
tours.
do. Yeah.
Screw the ghosts. I don't fuck around with ghosts. I no. I there's something that you respect.
Yeah, respect
Wow.
the dead,
I don't fuck
exactly.
around with ghosts. No. I pick shit up. I was there like, this is really haunted. There's a lot going on here.
Wow.
There's a lot. I was kind of sad. I felt really sad. Like, I felt in Prague. Speaking of when I go to Olivia, I went to Prague. Sad. There is a heavy energy in Key West. Did you ever
Wow.
go to Savannah? Because that's supposed to be the most haunted city in the
Yeah, no,
United States.
I've heard that. I'll make sure to miss it.
Yeah, that's, and
So,
I went there because of it, because we did the ghost tours, and
yeah,
for
my
years
I have a couple
every
friends
year
that
I
have
went.
done that.
Let
Yeah.
me put you like this. So you die, you don't know your dad, you're hanging around between worlds, and here come a bunch of tourists egging you on.
Right. Have you
And
ever
you're
thought about
like, what
that
are these
though?
people doing? Like, no.
Yeah, I would be
You
that
know,
one ghost that's going, stay with your group. Stay with your
I can I
group.
no. I it's in my contract when I travel to
Yeah.
places, getting paid on time, blah 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 blah, accommodations clean, blah blah blah, not haunted in big letters. And
Wow.
then I say, this
Wow.
is not a joke. Not haunted. I can't do
Is
it.
that like a, is that a Mexican thing? Is that a suspicion from
Why
being
you
Mexican?
wanna tell me if it's a Mexican thing?
Because don't you have like the Day of the Dead and the people wear the masks and
Well, but the
my
Day of the Dead is not a haunted. The Day of the Dead is a
No, that's for
reverence.
your family,
Funeral of
isn't it?
Muertos is a there's two,
Okay.
November 2nd and 3rd. And one day is for people that have crossed over, and the other day is for children and then pets.
Oh,
Pets
wow.
and adults.
Yeah.
My
We hold people who cross over in reverence. So we
Oh.
remember them. The Day of the Dead is not scary. The Day of the Dead is because death is so much happier than life. So that's why you see the calaveras and everything
Yeah,
dancing,
yeah.
having
I
fun.
like that
It is
concept.
a it
Jay,
is a
watch Coco. Come on, man, get with it.
yeah, so it is
Yeah.
like you don't the real death happens when you forget your ancestors and you don't
Wow.
Yeah. That makes
So
sense.
we call them forth, we remember them, we leave their favorite foods out. There's all these elements of like earth, wind, fire. So when you see that paper is supposedly it's wind,
Oh, that's nice though. It's like you get to spend a day with them.
wow. My
Yeah,
niece's
they come.
husband is Mexican, and I never asked him about that. I never asked about I always thought it was like All Souls Day, which happens the day after Halloween, so you know, in the
Yeah.
Catholic
There's a
religion.
history that
So
I should know that I did know about that I forgot, but there is where the Catholic Church changed it to All Souls Day because of us, and you know, because the Halloween was like, oh,
right.
you can't celebrate Halloween, but we're going to change it to also. It is. It's All Souls. It's Día de los Muertos, but it's días. There's 2 days.
Oh,
It's like I said, the second
interesting.
and the third, and you
I
put
feel like we just had a
your
lesson.
Well,
Yeah,
I
it's
sure
so
did.
important to not forget people who have crossed over. I mean, let's say you even like say Farrah Fawcett. You could
Yes.
put a picture of Farrah Fawcett and say to her soul, thank you so much for coming into this earth, and hopefully in the other side we remember you, and hopefully you're doing better over there. I know that they're
I love
doing.
that they have it for pets. I
I like
love
that.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
And
we're
there's
lesbians.
a lot
We
more
should know
that
about this.
Right. We have to know this.
But pets are also, you know, pets are
a soul. They have a soul. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're family. Yeah. Yeah,
I say it as my cat's just licking herself right in front of my face right now.
I'm sorry, you cut out. Who's licking herself?
My cat.
Just kidding.
Not my wife. My wife's in bed. My cat. My girl cat, actually.
So where do you go with Olivia Cruises? Where does that go? Did you say it went to Prague?
It goes everywhere. It has little tiny, not little tiny, it has big cruise ships. It has boutique cruises for like 200 women as opposed to 2,000 women.
Right.
It also has resorts. It provides.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know so much about this year, but last year I was booked on Turks and Caicos.
That's nice.
Edie finally, but, you know, things fell through.
This year
I'm booked in the resort. I like resorts, they're all inclusive. Yeah. I mean, you get to hang out and have fun in the whole resort.
They do. They look so fun. Yeah, the resort.
The whole ship is lesbians. The whole boutique, the little boutique cruises when I'm in Prague. And sorry, the dogs are nuts.
That's okay. We got about 3 minutes. So I just want to let everybody know where, like, I saw that you put something out there, like, do you want us to bring back the playroom karaoke?
Oh yeah, I was wondering.
Are you gonna do it?
Yes, I would like to, but my sister, she's busy now teaching.
Oh, hold she's on. Back in the
Connie!
Classroom.
Wait till she comes. Connie! Connie!
Connie's like, when is she leaving?
Connie's like, I just got back from work. I know.
Connie, I have a feeling Connie is split.
Connie! Connie's what?
Connie is your split. Your version.
Yeah. Connie's my version. She's only 2 years younger than me also.
Oh, you guys look so similar.
Connie,
so
my friend wants to say hi. Close the door.
Close the door and don't let the snake out.
Put her backpack on.
She's so scholarly.
Dude, how what a nerd with your backpack. These are my friends.
Hi.
Hi, Connie.
Connie. My backpack.
No, leave it on. Leave it on.
They want to know, Connie, because we have only 2 minutes. They want to know when we're doing a playroom.
I know. We have to figure it out. I had bad allergies, and I tried to sing. I was singing in the car this past weekend. And I woke up with no voice the next day.
I hope you were rehearsing the songs that we said we were going to sing.
Oh, maybe could we put Connie in a supporting role? Like, do you know ASL? Could you sign the songs?
Connie teaches for the deaf school.
I teach at the school for the deaf.
What? There you go. Oh my God. You could do that and then a little interpretive dance.
Come on, Connie.
Yeah. I'm a science teacher. I just hatched some chicks and ducks.
Congratulations.
You guys, that's fantastic. I hope you bring it back because I thoroughly think it's we just put the pressure on Connie. That was
no after Mother's Day, because we were good thinking the 8th, but then that's my son's prom.
All right.
And you're not going to the prom, dude.
I know, but then it's my friend's going away party as well. I have to take pictures, you know.
Where's
how that
your
is
friend going? It's a pandemic.
Oh, you guys, I know you're going to work it out. And you're going to let us know. And we're going to push the shit out of it because we think it's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. I'm ready. I'm ready to sing.
It was so good. Oh, my God.
It's the playroom.
Oh, Sandra, it was so good seeing you.
So nice meeting you.
Meet you too.
Nice meeting
Good
you.
Good to see you too.
Oh, you guys, this is fantastic. We have to do this again. We want constant updates, and thank you so much for the Olivia tip.
Yes, Olivia.com.
Definitely.
My website's welovesandra.com.
Yeah, Olivia.
I want Olivia to hit on her.